I hope you all got your books open and you're really singing out just a little bit. But on this last verse, my loving Savior I shall see. I believe that's what we're looking. We're looking for. We're looking for His coming. We're looking to be up there, wherever and whatever and doing whatever they do. Amen. On the last. My loving Savior I shall see someday, someday with Him in glory. I shall be someday, some happy day, from sin, oh, set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday. How about standing and let's do that last verse one more time, please. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. My loving Savior, I shall see someday with Him in glory. I shall be Lord, you can be seated, Teddy, but not you. I'll be going down. Woo! How many here love the Lord? Amen. Another hallelujah. My goodness.
Amen.
Kirk Talley did a song years ago, and it was, He is here. He is here.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. He is here.
Bless you.
Woo! I love the Lord.
Amen. I tell you what, as they sung that song, amen. It's got a lot of promises in there that we're going to have someday. Amen. You know, that at last we'll have sin no more one of these days. You know, I've been saved, amen, from the power of sin. I've been saved, amen, from the guilt and from the penalty of sin. One of these days, I'll be saved from the presence of sin.
Yeah,
amen. I tell you what, I can't. What a peaceful place, amen, we're headed for. Amen. I tell you what, that song said, talked about rest. Amen. I'm looking for that rest. Amen. Brother Jimmy, amen. Tonight, you know, there is a rest unto God's people. Amen. Tonight. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. I long for that kind of rest. Amen. I never have experienced that kind of rest down here. But I will one day after a while. Amen. Good to be in God's house tonight. Appreciate everyone for coming. It's good to have Brother Jimmy and Brown's Chapel with us tonight. I can't tell you how much our church appreciates y'all coming and helping us out tonight. May God bless you. Amen. I tell you what, you know, churches have got away from helping each other. I just be honest with you. Amen. They have. I know. Amen. I've made calls. I know. Amen. But yet, amen, I tell you, there's still a few, amen, willing to help. And I appreciate Brown's Chapel being with us tonight. Has anybody got any unspoken prayer requests tonight? Amen. If the ladies want to meet on this side, the gentlemen on this side, we'll have an altar of prayer tonight. Let's keep the service in our prayers tonight, that God's will be done in each heart and each life here tonight. Brother Jimmy Dunn, you take the Lord in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we bow this evening. Lord, we give you the Lord. Chris Josh.
Amen.
Anything? Maybe one more congregational song then. Number 377, please, out of the same book. Being here this evening, and man, just the touch of the Holy Spirit, and we appreciate these good singers that's going to be here.
Thank you. go on, brother.
Bless him, Lord.
His blessings.
Yeah.
Yet we all
We fail to praise His name. Isn't that the truth today? A lot of times we fail to praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
I want to tell you something about He's been so good to me.
Yeah.
I'll never, ever be able to tell you how good
He's
been. All the things, the blessings down through the life.
Yeah,
I've had hard times. I've had trouble. Just like every one of you tonight.
Bless
praise be God to God. For His blessings tonight that He's poured out on this on me tonight. So unworthy and undeserving tonight of the blessings that He's done for me and the glorious things He's done in my life, praise God.
They
know something tonight. I'm not better than anybody. I feel the least of anyone here in God's house, God's people tonight. I'm glad tonight He loved me enough to die and give His life. And just in a little few days from now, we're going to worship that time when He arose. I'm glad He arose tonight. I'm glad He went to the cross. I heard it said last night. I don't know if it's the evangelist or who it was said that they were glad that the Lord went to the cross and He died there. But praise be to God, I'm glad it didn't end there. It went farther than that, praise God. But He arose. He's alive forevermore. I'm going to tell you something. He's alive in me tonight.
Amen.
I wish I knew how to tell you how good it felt, but I don't know that. It's better felt than something. I love Him tonight. I'm so glad He loves me. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to leave it all behind one of these days. Praise number 16. We're going to leave it all behind. I think if you've been saved, you're going to leave this all behind. I ain't worried about what's going on in the world. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, the devil tries to trouble me and get me discouraged when I turn the TV on and see all the junk that's going on in this evil world we live in. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a better place. I'm glad tonight that there's a place, amen, that eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither entered into our thoughts and our hearts what God has got in store for us that love Him tonight. I'm glad I love Him tonight. And one day after a while, we're going to leave this all behind us. I tell you what, He said not to let your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
The mind will get you in trouble, won't it?
Yeah.
But if you'll consider your heart, He said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, he didn't say rooms, He said mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I believe it's going to be better than a mansion.
Right.
He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen.
Right.
The mansions are already there, amen. Praise God. But I'm glad that one day after a while, we're going to walk on the streets of gold. Can you believe that tonight? Yeah, I believe it. I love Him tonight. He's good to me, praise God. Better than I deserve, I'll put it that way. That's all the thing I know to tell you.
Bless Him, God.
He's better to me than I deserve.
Bless Him,
God. We're going to leave it all behind one day.
Everybody got a song.
Page number 8.
Less than 8. Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless his name.
Bless the Lord.
Bless your people. Yes.
Tell you what, everybody get a song of faith that turns page number 9.
somebody.
Here now, and
first believe.
Amen.
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 Amen. Have you ever thought Jesus Christ as the light of heaven? How beautiful it's going to be, that light shining through those 12 foundations, amen? Each one a different cup. You cannot even imagine. Amen. How beautiful. Amen. That's sure to be. Come on, brother. Come on.
Blessing the
Lord. Amen. Tonight. It's good to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I have to say, certainly it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. And if you're not happy to be here, you ought to be in the altar somewhere. But I thank God for what we've been able to feel here tonight. I thank Him for the good singing. And I appreciate Brother Jimmy, you bringing your choir over here, the church, and everybody. I'll tell you, it's just been great. And I thank God for His Holy Spirit we're able to feel tonight. And I'll tell you, all the good songs they sang about tonight. We want to just lift Him up tonight. And we're going to get there one day after a while, church. Well, while we're down here, we're going to have to do our little part. And I'm glad of that Holy Spirit of God that we've got to help us, to lead us, to guide us, and there take care of us down through life's journey. But anyway, we're glad of everybody that's here tonight. We just thank God for you, and we do desire your prayers tonight. I have really enjoyed this good singing, the Spirit of the Lord, the testimony, everything that He's done for us here tonight and this week. I thank God for it, Brother Jimmy, there tonight, because we know, and one of these brothers there said he'd been in enough dead meetings. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, it ain't God's fault, is it? That's right tonight. Amen. But I'm glad the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is good to all of us tonight. But we're glad you're here, and we pray that God's will might be done here tonight in this service once again. And a friend of mine, if me and you'll obey God, He'll bless us tonight. Amen. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for what God has done for us. Amen. I'm glad. The psalmist said He's done great things for them, but He also went down there and said He's done good things for us. Amen. Now, my friend, you say what God's done for you, and that's good and well. But, friend, I can tell you what He's done for me. Amen. Brother, tonight, and I'm thankful for it. Glory to God. And, you know, there, I just sitting on the bench here tonight, and I thought about it. I talked to my brother this morning, and you know, he's going on 81 years old, and I remember years ago when I would go up there, and my daddy and me would ask him to go with us to revival, and my friend, he just simply say, one day he got up and went out and run out of the house. He said, I don't want none of that preacher and deacon and stuff, that's for y'all. And but this morning, you know what he said. He said, go ahead, brother, and tell them all about Him. Amen. Thank God for Jesus today. We talk about the Lord every day now. Glory to God. And that's what I'm glad of. My friend, He's good to us tonight. My friend and I there, if we'll just look to Him, He'll bless you tonight. We want to read one verse tonight. Amen. I'll tell you what, there. I've had some peculiar experiences this week. Brother, I'll tell you, we've had ups and we've had downs. But I had a good day today. My friend, and I thank God for it.
why, preacher, because, you know, last night I give the altar call. Brother, God give me the message for tonight. Brother, that's what I'm glad of. I said, Lord, I'll just sit back. Brother, Virginia had to go out somewhere a while today. Brother, I'll tell you, God just fed me and fed me. Brother, that's what I'm glad of. My friend, I'm glad, glory to God's great name. Brother, he said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, amen, they'll not follow. Brother, I'm glad when he hollers. When he talks to me, I know it, amen. Brother, tonight, and so you pray, glory to God. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture in the book of Joel. Brother, as I stood here last night, my friend, there the Lord said, that's it. Brother, I don't worry about it. My friend, in the book of Joel, amen, verse 14. My friend, every one of you quote it tonight. Brother, but I'm going to read it to you tonight, friend. Brother, I want you to know tonight, glory to God. If you've never been saved, by the grace of God, God wants to save you. Amen. Brother, I believe people went out the door last night. My friend, they're lost without God. My friend, or maybe there they might have been saved, but they was out of the will of God's will. But I'm glad tonight to tell you, friend of mine, that God saves old sinners. God loves old sinners. Brother, and I'll tell you now why we were yet. My friend, sinners, glory to God, he died for us. There tonight, but listen, the Bible said that. In the book of Joel, there tonight, multitudes, in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near, in the valley of decision. Now pray for us tonight, glory to God. Brother, I may not stand long tonight. Brother, but I don't know tonight. Brother, these singers sang tonight, and I sure did enjoy it. My friend, so tonight you pray for it. Glory to God's great name tonight. But brothers, we look across our land today. My friend, every one of us tonight. My friend's going to have to make a decision. We make it every day in our lives. My friend, our Lord of God. Brother, when you come up here tonight, you made a decision whether you wanted to come or whether you wanted to stay at home. Brother, but I'll tell you, I'm thankful that you made the decision, amen, to come, glory to God, tonight. But my friend, I want you to think about it. The Bible said our multitude. Brother, many, many, many tonight. Brother, in the valley of decision. A lot of people saying, my, I don't know what to do. A lot of them says, I don't know where to go. Brother, a lot of people are saying, I don't know what's going to happen. But I like what this brother said a while ago. He's not worried about my friend, what's going to happen. Brother, as long as you're in. I've told my wife many times. I've said, honey, as long as we're in God's will. Brother, I'll tell you, that's the safest place in the world. To be in the center of God's will. My friend, I'm not going to say you won't have trouble. But I'm going to say tonight, thank God. Me and you get in the center of God's will. Brother, he's going to take us through. Amen. My friend, that's what I'm glad of today. Glory to God, multitude. My friend, there tonight. Children, I want to say tonight, if you have never been saved by the grace of God, you're going to have to make a decision. gone. I to come to the Lord. A decision won't save you. But I'll tell you, you're going to have to decide. To come, amen. You're going to have to realize, glory to God. Brother, your lost condition. My friend, in your sin condition. Brother, you either decide to stay on. Brother, that broad road that leads to destruction. Or my friend, get up on the road that leads to life eternal. Now, my friend, listen tonight. Glory to God. What kind of decision? What kind of choice are we going to make tonight? My friend, glory to God's great day. Brother, there's some leopard boys sitting over there at the gate one day. Glory to God. Brother, they had to make a decision. They had to make a choice. Friend of mine tonight, if you sit right where you sit, glory to God, you're going to die and go to hell. Brother, if you just let everything go, friend of mine there, you're going to die. My friend, the Bible tells us that you're going to die. Glory to God. A friend of mine, to be saved, you're going to have to get up there and do something. You're going to have to leave where you're at. My friend, you've heard that saying. You can't get there from here. Glory to God. But I'll tell you what, brother. You're going to have to come. And you're going to have to seek the Lord with all your heart. You're going to have to realize that my friend, you need a Savior tonight. A multitude in the valley of decision. Brother, those helpers, boys, they said if we sit here, we're going to die. Amen. I said if we go into the city, glory to God, the enemy's down there, and they're going to kill us. We'll just die. But I'll tell you all. Finally, they said, well, glory to God. Why are we going to sit here? How do we die? How we know we're going to die? Please sit here. But let's get up and go. Perhaps they'll save us. Brother, they went down there into the city of Samaria. I believe it was. And glory to God. God was already making a way. My friend, brother, the enemy fled. They run, glory to God. Friend of mine. And everything those little boys wanted. Everything they needed. God had it for them.
Yes, it
down there. Listen tonight. Glory to God. Children tonight, hear me. Preacher, I've got a long time to live. You got a time. You got this moment. You got this day. You got this time right now. Glory to God. My daddy always said, the time that knows you now, I'll never know you no more. You may never be in a good singing service like you've been here tonight. You may never be in another meeting tonight. A friend of mine, glory to God. If God spoke to that heart, my friend, you need to get up and you need to make that a decision tonight and call upon the Lord. Brother, and ask Him to come into your life. God, He made a hard thing. anything to him. How to be saved. How about you going to have to be willing tonight? My friend. Glory to God. Brother, tonight. A multitude. Glory to God. You know what? Last week, brother, the young people, martyred, all over Atlanta, Georgia, all over Washington, thousands and thousands, my friend, for their agenda, for the things they wanted. But I'll tell you what, I wondered how many, a thousand, I was in the valley of decision. Well, somebody I was looking for some peace. Somebody was searching for happiness. But I'll tell you, they'll never find it. Walk in the street. They'll never find it, friend Martin. But they only find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it's at today. And my friend there, you preacher, you are the same. Glory to God. I told you the Lord gave it to me. Amen. And my friend, listen. They, some of you sitting here tonight. You're in that valley of decision. Brother, God's telling you to do something. The devil's saying you don't have to. Preacher, who should I listen to? You better listen to God. And you better do what God says. My friend, somebody said, well, I try to go sometimes. These people tell me, well, my intentions are to get in church. But I'll tell you what, brother, I'm glad Jimmy tonight. I know four old boys there. I was down there. My friend. And the Bible said they went over there. To the king. Brother, and they wanted to see who was the smartest. Glory to God. And the brother. The servant said, we're going to feed you. Glory to God. The king's meal. And let you drink his wine. And see how smart you're going to get. Glory to God. But I'll tell you what. Old Daniel perceived in his heart. He took a stand. Amen. God, he said, I'm not going to defile myself for the king's meal or his wine. Brother, he said, I'm going to stand for God. Brother, you hear me tonight. They took a stand, amen. He made a decision. He made a choice, amen. And brother, it was the right one. There's three more boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I guess they said, Daniel, if you ain't going to do it, we ain't either. Amen. You know what, there. Glory to God. Brother, I want people to know where I stand. Amen. Thank God. I made a decision. I made a choice. I'm to live for God. And as long as I got a sound mind, I'm going to. How about you tonight? Brother, you hear me tonight. Glory to God. These people said, well, glory to God. I didn't know this was going to go this way, Jimmy. Amen. Brother, they say, Brother Harold, the devil never bothered me until I got saved by the living right. Now I'm having such a hard time. You know why? the way of a transgressor's heart. That's where the hardness comes. Glory to God. Just live for God. Perceive in your heart. You're going to stand for Him. And God will give you the grace to stand.
Yes.
He'll give you the power. Amen. A multitude. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody. Amen. I'm saying, I wonder if I'm to do this. Let me tell you something. Glory to God. I'm going to tell on myself. Amen. One day. And some of the people are here tonight. I'm a pastor in a church. Glory to God. And brother, I just guess I got kind of feeling sorry. And Jimmy, one Wednesday, I'd already made up. I said, I'm giving up the church. Amen. I'm not going back no more. Glory to God. Brother, I had it all planned out. I didn't care what they thought. But I'll tell you what, friend, God got in that matter. I got so sick about 2 o'clock. Brother, by time, prayer meeting got five so sick I couldn't even go. Glory to God. My friend, sometimes God will make your mind up for you. And my friend, you better take heed tonight. If you're in a decision, if you're in a valley, brother, you better ask God. And when He leads you out, follow Him, amen.
That's a good preaching.
Yeah, it is, ain't it? Glory to God's great name tonight. Multitude. Amen. I'll tell you what, friend of mine. Brother, tonight. Glory to God. How you remember, amen. Wesley's coming right back. How you remember, amen. Glory to God. When this, I'm going to take the Ark of the Covenant back. My friend. Amen. You know, since I've been, well, I ain't going to say that either. Glory to God. Brother, but I'll tell you what. You know what they done. They got a brand new car. They got two new milk cows. They took the calves away from them. And glory to God. They put them calves in the stall. And glory to God. Headed them cows down the road. Brother, you tell me. God ain't in that matter. Them old boys. Them milk cows left. They knew they'd left them caves. And brother, if you've ever tried to separate a mama cow from her cave, you got a fight on your hand. But God was delivering. God was leading those times. The Bible says time. But they were milk cows. And they was taking the ark. Brother, back to Israel. Glory to God. Brother, when they went over the hill, the Israelites saw, and they shouted, and the earth rang out, God's with us again. Brother, that's what I'm thankful. Amen. When the presence of God gets with you, it's all right. It ain't always easy. Amen. But my friend, listen, brother, I've said today, listen tonight, jewelry, you sit where you sit, and you're going to have to be in trouble, glory to God, brother, friend of mine, you ought to obey, the Bible said to hold you to man, my friend, is to fear God and keep His commandments. Glory to God. Brother, that's what we need to do. Fear God. Do what He said. Amen. He said to keep His commandment. If you love the Lord, you will. And He said His commandments are not grievous.
Yes. Bless you, Lord.
I got it wrote in my Bible. Amen. And how true it is. God didn't call me and you to be happy. He called us to obey Him. Yeah, thank God. People say, what do you think about the condition of our world? I said, God ain't never asked me in my opinion no time. Amen. He ain't never said, her, what you think about it. He said, you just follow me. Glory to God. You just do what I tell you. I'll take care of the rest of it. God will take care of the rest of it, children. I mean, you got to obey Him. Multitude in the valley of decision. Preacher, I don't know what that ought to do. Oh, let me count. I didn't get that other finished. Amen. Glory to God. One day, Jimmy, I'll have a brand new body.
Yep.
Amen. 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 But there won't be no more preaching, will there?
No.
Won't be no more singing. Amen. Glory to God. You know, when I was punying around, you know what God told me? He said, I told you to go down there. When I get through with you, I'll let you know. Yeah, thank God. Why are you praying about something? God will let you know. Brother, God knows all about it. He knows what we need, amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. And He knows what you need.
That's right.
Good preaching, brother.
But you're going to have to decide. Amen. He don't make me and you do anything. But I'll tell you, if we don't, we will wish that we had. Amen. Friend of mine, God can put you on a shelf. God can put you in the back room. God can put you out there, friend of mine, where you can't feel a thing. How do you know, preacher? I've been there. Amen. Thank God. Brother, if you want to do it yourself, I just go ahead. Glory to God. Brother, you, I'm going to find out. You ain't as smart, you ain't as strong as you thought you was. Brother, I'll tell you, Daniel was a great man, wasn't he? Amen. He come through the fire. Brother, he come through. He come through it all, glory to God. But the thing about it, these people, amen. A preacher, I met some people not too long ago. Well, not too long ago, probably for 3 or 4 years or five. But I asked them, I said, you still going to church? No. I said, are you still singing? Nope. Sure ain't. Well, Brother Harold, we just can't seem to find anything. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, Brother, I'll tell you, something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God, something's wrong somewhere. But I believe if you'll look real close, I believe if you'll get off somewhere, and I believe, glory to God, if you'll begin to talk to the Lord, and I believe if you'll say, God, hear me, like Isaiah was, send me, God, I want to do what you'd have me to do. If you mean that from the bottom of your heart, God will use you, amen.
That's right.
We always use this old flesh, don't we? Amen. As great a man Moses was. Glory to God, raised up in the house of Pharaoh. He was a smart man. But when God called him, Amen. He said, well, Lord, I'm slow. I can't talk. I can't do this. Amen. Lord of God, you may lean on that crutch a while. But I'll tell you what, friend, God made you a tongue. Amen. God's the one that made us. Amen. And if you don't want to be used for God, he'll get somebody else. Amen.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? Yeah.
Amen.
Right on the verge. Amen. Multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. My, are you saved tonight? Are you in the will of the Lord? Amen. Are you looking at everybody else instead of your own self? Amen. Amen. It's easy to see everybody else's faults, ain't it? Yeah, glory to God. I tell, amen, brother. When you get in that condition, you better get on your knees. You better go somewhere and say, God, I'm sorry. Amen. Brother, because Jeff, you're in a mess. Amen. Glory to God. Brother, but when we get our eyes and keep them on Jesus, glory to God, stay out of these other people's business. God will use you. Amen. And he'll take care of this other stuff. Amen. Amen. Yeah, he will. That's what I'm glad of tonight. Thanks be unto God. Now listen tonight. Multitude. Multitude. How many? You talk to your neighbors. You talk to your friends. You talk to them. Amen. And brother, there are a lot of people are undecided. And a lot of people knowing, but still saying, Lord, I can't do it. But friend of mine, listen tonight. You know, Joshua is so fine. He said, I want you. Amen. Today. Lord to God, are you gonna serve them gods as your fathers did on the other side of the flood? Do you know what Joshua said? But as far as me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Amen. Have you made that Lord to God decision? I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. Sunday night, Wednesday night, whenever the doors are open.
Bless you.
You know, brother Daniel perceived in his heart. He said, I'm not going to do this. Amen. You got any convictions in your life?
Bless you.
You know, I'll tell you, man or woman ain't worth a hill of bean. They ain't got no convictions. Amen. I believe that. Thank God I ain't got a lot of smartness. I ain't got a whole lot of know-how or anything. But brother, I'll tell you, when you cross my convictions of what I believe in the Lord, I mean, you're going to be.
Yeah. Bless your heart.
Absolutely. Thank God. Don't do that. Amen. I was telling a man one day, and he wanted to come and preach while I was pastoring. I said, I wouldn't let you come get behind that. You wouldn't let me do that? I said, I sure wouldn't, brother. I don't know if I call him brother or not, but I don't believe he was a brother. I said, I would not let you come and preach where I pastor. He said, you think you know it all? I said, brother, what I know, I believe it. Amen. Thank God. And I know there's a devil in sheep's clothing. Amen. And brother, God will let you know that tonight. Amen. But my friend, somebody's in the valley of decision. Multitudes tonight. Amen. Not knowing which way to go. Not knowing what to do. But I'll tell you, if you're sincere with God, my friend, God will help you tonight. And my friend, I want you to know tonight, you're lost and undone. He said, Zire, I set before you life and death, or good and evil, life and all of this. And he even told us what to choose. He said, choose life. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you, you may own all the world and its gold things. You may achieve wisdom and you may achieve things in this life. Well, our young people today's getting so educated and they've left God completely out of their life. Spend every dime they got to get education. Then you go out there and, my friend, leave the house of God. Leave God most of all. And, my friend, all they're going to do is head for trouble.
Right. Amen.
That's right. Thank God. Brother, I'll tell you, we serve a true and a living God today. And brother, I'll tell you, our children, our kids are first and number one thing. Brother, they are to get saved. Then they are to put God first in their lives and say, Lord, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to do the best I can. Amen. And they are to make that decision. Amen. You think about that tonight. Glory to God. Sometimes it ain't good, is it? My friend tonight, multitude, so many tonight, amen. And brothers in this tonight, and you remember, and I want to say, lost man, woman, boy, girl, you're going to have to make a choice tonight to come to the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. You're going to have to come. You're going to have to say, Lord, I want you above everything else. You remember the rich man that came and he said, good master, what can I do that I might obtain eternal life? In other words, Lord, what can I do? He said, well, keep the commandments. But listen what the commandments was. Shall not commit adultery, thou shall not covet, thou shall love all of these others. And that man said, I've observed them one place. One of them said, I've kept them from my youth. But Jesus said, and he loved him, the Bible said. He said, there's one thing thou lackest. Amen. There's something in your life tonight that you're lacking that you won't make that decision and go for God. He said, sell what you've got. Give it away. Give the poor. Come follow me. Take up your cross. Follow me. Well, the Bible teaches us he grieved that man. He had great possessions. Oh, preacher, I can't give up my Saturday night. I can't give up my Sunday morning sleep time. I can't give up these things for my Lord. But look what he gave up for you and me. He gave it all. There is no way, Paul said, thou art inexcusable, old man. Somebody said, I've married a wife and I can't come. Somebody said, I bought a piece of ground. I've got to go look at it. But my friend, he said, I just can't come. I bought my oxen. I got to try them. What's your excuse? Multitudes in the valley of decision. And God is speaking to your heart. And you're saying, I just can't go now. Do you know what? And I want Brother Lenny to get a song. But I'll tell you what, God laid this on my heart last night. And I said, God, I don't know what or which way it's going to go. But I feel like he's directed it the way he'd have it to go. And I feel like tonight that God's saying one more time, why don't you come? Amen. He's done so very much for you. Amen. But what little that me and you have done for him. And I'll put myself in that bracket, brother. I'll say amen to that. But the Lord has done it all. You've got a choice to make. Those leper men could have sat there and died. But they went into that city down there and they found everything.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Jeremiah, he said, with love, kindness, I've drawn you. And though I laid on that couch today and I preached,
to myself. And God was giving me scripture, Kenny, just rolling it over. And I said, Lord, oh, that's how good He is to us. Amen, amen. And knowing what He gave me last night to preach tonight. Amen. He just take His little sheep and lay them down. And amen, just say, it's going to be all right. Yeah, it'll be all right. Thank God. Just obey me. Valleys get too deep, I'll pull them up. Mountains get too high, He'll pull them down. And the crooked gets too crooked, He'll straighten them out.
Yes, sir.
And the road gets too rough, Kenny, He'll just smooth it out. Amen. He'll make a way. Thank God I listened to that song. My God will make a way out of nowhere. Yeah, He'll make a way. He'll help you. Amen. He'll give you that you stand in need of according to His precious will. But the main thing is say, God, I'm Yours. And I want to do what You'd have me to do. Amen. Thank God. While they sang, Brother Ted, would you come out here? Would you love to come tonight? I feel like there's somebody. Sure to come. If you're lost, we want to see you saved. But if you're here tonight and you're not doing what God would be pleased to have you, brother, you're right in the middle of indecision. And that old saying is, if you're straddling a fence post, you better be careful. You'll hit a high one somewhere, a man said. And it's going to be bad then. And I want to say this, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow to the flesh, and you're going to reap corruption. You sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life everlasting. But when God saved your soul, how sweet it was to testify and say, Lord, I thank You for what You've done. But have you got away from that? Have you done as old Lot did and got his eyes on the well-watered plains of Jordan? Or looked down through there and said, I believe that's an easier way. I believe that's a better way. But boy, Lot got into trouble, didn't he? And he paid the price. Children, every wrong, the Bible says, he that knoweth to do good. If I don't do God's will, amen, and I don't know it, I believe God's going to be lenient on that. But if I know God's will and I won't do it, it's going to be a whipping.
That's right, amen.
There's going to be, friend,
yes, sir,
a payday.
Yes, sir. Bless Him, Lord.
And I tell you, God, I've seen a sign not long ago, and it said the God don't stutter when He said, thou shalt not. Amen. You know, God don't even have to think about nothing, Jim.
Right.
He already knows. He knows if you're going to live for Him. He knows if I'm going to live for Him. But listen tonight, while they sing,
once I wandered in sin's black night, and there was no way I could make my wrongs right, then the old accuser to the Lord did cry, He is
a sinner, and now he must die.
I want that joy restored, amen, that I used to have.
And I heard a voice say, and I'll pay.
God cares for you. God wants you.
And have
multitude and multitude in the valley of the season tonight.
The marks of the cross.
How about it tonight? Would you come?
Who is sin sick and lost?
And it's still the blood that saves from
sin.
It's still the blood that cleanses from the highest star in heaven to the depth.
Before they sang one other verse, listen tonight, lost man, if you're a boy, woman, boy, girl, if you're here, the Bible said it grieved this young man. No doubt he had a pocket full of money. No doubt he knew something about Jesus.
Bless your heart, Harold.
But he didn't want to. Jesus enough other than his money. A lot of people said, I know him as the Son of God, but they don't want him as Lord of their lives, do they? My friend, I'm telling you tonight what God said. He was grieved and he went away sorrowful. And I don't know. I believe if that man had ever got right, he would have. God would have wrote it down in his precious word. People today say, I want my way. But I'm going to tell you, when you pick, he said, except you deny yourself, take up the cross. Sometimes that cross gets heavy, don't it? Sometimes it does. Amen. And I preached one time, it ain't always easy to be in the will of God. And it ain't. But I'll tell you how sweet it is when you go through it and everything's all right. You'll look back and you'll say, well, that valley wasn't near as deep as I thought it was. That trial wasn't near as hard as I thought it was. But God will help us. Amen. Come on, sing one more verse. Amen. Would you obey the Lord tonight?
There are those who remind.
Would you love to come and pray tonight?
That they do.
Come on, I'd just step out tonight.
The times may bring grief, but
God loves you and God cares for you.
Yes.
And the victory is won. I'll go home through the blood of the Father's only Son.
How about
it? And it's still the blood.
Thank God for that blood.
From sin, it's still the blood
that cleanses within.
From the highest
star in heaven
to the depth of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to
me. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Thank you, Lord. God do
bless you. One time asked me why it took the blood session. And I just made a quick, short answer and told him that's God's way.
and you're not going to change God's
way.
We tried to change God's way. It didn't work out for you. Amen. It didn't. I pray for you tonight. Amen. If the Lord is speaking to you, amen, if you'll come to Him, He'll come to you.
Oh, yes. Teddy, can we do one more song, please?